draft a little bit bigger than
that? Yeah, I mean, we could probably focus on that, but in the locker room, we were more talking about how active and how much energy we played on the other end. You know, and we don't want to be a team that, you know, our offense fuels our defense. So today I think we did a better job of just making it difficult. Make it difficult for Sophia. I mean, you look at the stat sheet, she still, you know, has 19, but, you know, we made her work a little bit more. And we made her work a little bit more. And that's what it's about, just, you know, making adjustments and trying to execute them on the court. Yeah, I think so. Friday night was one of those games, or was it Thursday? I forgot already about it. So I'm not even going to talk about Thursday night. Monday, San Antonio is going to come in here and play out of their minds. We should probably expect that. So we're going to have to come in here with the same sense of urgency. Every possession counts, and when you go through a game valuing each possession on both ends, then hopefully at the end of 40 minutes, you're up.
During the season, there are times you got to play early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Let other teams back.
Right. I think we coming out of halftime, they're not going to just roll over and not come out. And they made their run in the first three, four minutes, and you know, we came out a little stagnant on both ends. And then I think he called the timeout, and we kind of regrouped from there. So it was just a little bit of momentum went their way, and we capitalized on certain things.
What was the difference between making Sophia work
I told Cole after the game, what she did today was, you know, as important or more important than DB's double-double, Cabby's 18. It's situations like that win basketball games. LaCole, I don't know what her stat line was, but her effort alone is what wins basketball games.
Definitely making Sophia work on both ends of the floor. Becky Hammond also was able to do as well offensively.
Yeah. Yeah, and Becky, with her, it's all five players have to be aware where she is on the court. She's the type of player that doesn't have to have 30 to affect a game like she did in San Antonio, where, you know, she probed us, made us rotate, kick, you know, giving her teammates really good opportunities. And, you know, Meek today, Cappy, Keisha at certain times, we changed up the things we were doing on her a little bit more. And Thursday night, that was their greatest asset. Crossley came in, played really well. Gave him a lot of good minutes. Ruth came in, played really well. And there's a fine line of concentrating so much on, you know, their big three, and then, you know, everyone else gets loose. So the coaching staff really made it a point to, when Crossley comes in the game, when Ruth comes into the game, to pay as much attention as we do to Becky and Sophia. So it was big.
Was there any particular adjustment you guys made
tonight? We made certain adjustments, both in the zone and man, but playing hard really erases doubt. And I don't necessarily mean playing hard physically, but more mentally, really being in sync with what we want to do and all five players being on the same page. And you can play as hard as you want, but if you're stupid, it doesn't matter. So today we played hard with being smart. It helps.
It was hard to be spoken on this journey, but how about just the luxury as whoever's in there, and you have this rotation that you guys don't play specifically.
Right. That's been our foothold the whole year. No matter what five combination of players are in there, we feel comfortable. And if we want to make some noise this year, we're going to have, you know, the ultimate confidence in anyone in the game, no matter if it's in the first quarter or the last 2 minutes of the game. And like you said, when you have a bench like DB, Penny, Oldie, those are elite players in not only the WNBA, but in the world. So that's our advantage. Yeah, it makes a little bit of a difference. You know, when you get in those mid-30s, you feel it a little bit more the next day. So, you know, I'm going to have to make up my minutes tonight somehow. Do it.